Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Saeed, with the Global Tele Summit series, From Heartache to Joy. A very special call for you guys. We are honored to introduce, for the first time on this show, Tanya Vaseo. What is special about Tanya Vaseo? Well, the topic today is money, magic, miracles, and it's truly miracles. And we're going to be talking about a proven system to constantly manifest money, prosperity, and abundance. It is super exciting to introduce Tanya Vaseo, who is also the founder of The Courage to Be Happy, a community of spiritual independent women entrepreneurs who want to become financially empowered so that they don't depend on anyone else. Now, I want to tell you guys a little bit about this project that we embarked on with Tanya and why this call is so exciting and special today. When we were introduced to Tanya and how she had this ability to help people manifest abundance and prosperity, and the way that she works is so different and unique, it was very inspiring, while at the same time, we were constantly getting messages and, of course, complaints from our listeners, from the community. People had been affected by the pandemic, financially. We know worldwide everybody's been affected. So one of the things we really wanted to do was bring on a package for prosperity and abundance, but also with something that had a lot more certainty of tangible results. So we asked Tanya if she would be willing to do a beta test for us, where we would kind of experiment in a group and see what happened and what kind of results people generated. So it was so exciting. That's what we're going to be talking about in the call today. Her group, as a group, was able to manifest over $1 million. And that was so, so exciting. And this happened in just about 8 weeks. Collectively, yes, but over $1 million. It was super exciting. So we are going to be talking about how she's so different, how these kinds of results were possible. You're also going to find out what to do if the pandemic has affected your financial situation. Do you work hard and you still feel like there's never enough money? No matter how much you make, does it always seem to be gone by the end of the month, leaving you in a place where you can't save enough money? When you look at others, do you feel like they are more blessed, as if there's something you're doing wrong and you want to find out what you are, where you're doing it wrong, and really be able to attract the prosperity that you deserve? So all of those questions are going to be addressed in today's call. We also have a very exciting group process lined up for you guys today, where Tanya will do a clearing for money blocks and also do abundance activations. Further, we will hear from some of the people that were part of that group, and you will hear the exciting results that they were able to manifest and how that happened and, you know, what was going on in the group. Just so you guys know, today's package offer, package B, is the one that the group actually participated in. So the exciting news is that you actually don't need to have a session to get these kinds of results. If you do want to have a session, you want to get faster results, you just want to make sure that nothing stands in your way, yes, by all means, you can buy a session with her, which is package C. But just to give you a heads up, we had very limited number of sessions with her, and half of those are already gone since this package opened over the weekend. So without further ado, I'm going to welcome Tanya to the show. Thank you so much for joining us today, my dear.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone that's present and listening right now. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. This is super, super exciting. What an amazing result, you guys, that in just 8 weeks in the group, you guys were able to manifest $1 million collectively. That is so cool. Do you want to talk a little bit about that experience, Tanya?
Yeah, thank you. It was such a great experiment of doing this collectively. I mean, I've been working with my clients for years, and I've had clients, you know, they're in a year-long program that I have to. And when you propose this of, you know, kind of shrinking it down into 8 weeks, I was like, okay, I think we can do this. And so, but, you know, still wondering if the results would be there that fast. And the results really blew our minds, everyone's mind, honestly. And so I think how it worked and where for everyone to understand a little bit of these teachings and how this can really happen. Because sometimes people, like when I've been sharing these results, some people are kind of like a little bit flabbergasted, like they almost don't believe it. And I'm like, no, for real, like I have proof here, you know. And it really is starting coming from a place of understanding where money comes from. I feel like so many of us believe, like if I were to ask you, you know, like where does money come from? Our first knee-jerk reaction or thought is it comes from my job or it comes from the government or it comes from my kids, my husband or my parents, you know. And that's not true. You know, when we can start shifting our perspective and understanding of where money comes from, and to me and the premise of these teachings is that money comes from source through people. And I'll repeat that again. Mm. It comes from source through people. So when you're thinking that your money comes from your job or from your spouse or from your kids or from your parents, they're just kind of like the catalyst or the stewards of your money, and they're passing it on to you, like you're passing it on to someone else. And when you can start understanding that premise, there's a couple different main key points, like these pillars to these teachings. Is the first one is that money comes from source through people. The second one is that the universe is abundant. Many of us walk around with this block of abundance block that there's never enough. I don't have enough money. I can't make enough. And that's the reality. You're seeing that. You're seeing it in your paycheck. You're seeing it in your bank account. So it's not to deny that, but again, it's shifting. It's small shifts. Like Wayne Dyer's quote that he used to say, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Mm.
It's starting to shift that. Like, oh, okay, do we really come from a universe that's abundant? And I'm a big believer that we do. And there's no lack anywhere. And for those that say, like, oh, what, you know, yeah, you know, resources are limited and we don't have enough, that's coming from a mindset of lack where we have to start shifting and saying that we come from a universal consciousness that's infinite, and the universe is abundant. There's no lack of trees, lack of air, lack of water, lack of birds. You know, like we just have everything. And if resources do start dwindling, Mother Nature and ourselves as humans are creative enough to come up with other forms of resources. We're resourceful. We're resourceful beings. Is what I'm trying to get to.
Mm.
So when you start tapping up these things, yeah, go ahead.
No, please continue.
I just get super excited, so please feel free to interrupt me as we're going.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, that it's so exciting to hear this because and I forgot to mention that this group activity actually happened during the pandemic. It was just a couple of months ago. So it's not like it happened before the pandemic and now we're talking about the results. It actually happened during when everybody had been talking about the scarcity, right? That, oh, it's this is going on and that is going on, not enough jobs. And right smack in the middle, you were able to manifest these kinds of crazy results with the group. So as you were talking, before I so rudely interrupted you, I believe you were going to talk about some of the blocks. What I would love for you to tell us is, you know, we've heard about the abundance blocks and the blocks that we have in our belief system. Did you find when you were working with this group that the blocks were any different from what you had traditionally seen, or are they still pretty much the same?
They are pretty much the same. We tend to have very similar blocks, like, you know, the typical ones that we can all identify with is, you know, you have to work hard for money. There's never enough. Or maybe you know how to make money and you make tons of money, but it disappears right away. As fast as I make it, I lose it. You know, it's almost like that that premise of where they say that people that win the lottery on average lose all their money within 2 years. And I believe that the reason why that happens is because they have not worked on their money mindset, on their abundance mindset, and on their capacity to receive, and on their container to receive, you know. So suddenly they receive a ton and they're blocked. They don't know how to manage this and they lose it right away. So whether it's you won it through a lottery or you inherited a ton of money or you suddenly made a ton of money in your business, people lose it right away because they don't know how to energetically hold that vibration, you know, of what just came in. So the working hard, the losing it right away, there's never enough. I'm trying to think what other ones. We also have like our ceiling caps, you know, of like how much we'll allow in per year, whether that's coming from a job or from your investments. You know, like it's almost like this thermostat, you know, like we make a certain amount, like say your cap is 100,000 or 50,000 a year, and that year you make more because you sold more, you got a bonus, or you got an inheritance. Something will happen. You will sabotage it subconsciously and attract something to lose that money to bring you back down to the 50,000 or the 100,000, you know, cap that you have for stealing.
Absolutely. That is very, very true. So I have a couple of more really exciting questions that I was really curious about, but I want to first ask you, so the blocks were pretty much traditionally what you had seen in people. What about how, first of all, where do we pick up these blocks? And second, how is your program so unique? How do you help dissolve these blocks?
Okay, so where do we pick up these blocks? Many people might know, or maybe it's the first time you're hearing this, and I invite you to be open, even if you know where the money blocks come from. So the first place we have to understand is the blocks come from childhood. The moment we were born, we gave meaning to money based on the programming that's been passed down to us through our culture, through the media, through our religion, through our teachers, through our parents, through our friends, everyone that surrounded us. You know, no baby comes into this world thinking there's not enough money, or, you know, like you have to work hard for money. Money has no meaning, honestly. Like that's the first thing that we all have to understand. Money's just energy. Money's just a tool. And so any meaning that we gave money from the ages 0 to 7 is part of our programming. And so we've inherited that from our ancestors, and that's kind of imprinted into our DNA. And there's proof of that scientifically. So there's certain things that you have to look at, you know, in your past and your lineage, and see what kind of money and abundance and prosperity ideas and beliefs you were given. And then what was given outside of your ancestry, too, you know, like from the culture. You know, we all come from different cultures. The way you grew up, Aram, is different than myself, than someone, because I grew up in Spain, someone else that grew up in the States or in Sweden or wherever it is. they're going to have different messages about money and abundance and prosperity than from different countries, wherever you grew up with, as well as different religions, you know, or different teachers. And so we learn these things in three different forms. We either acquire these programmings verbally, you know, if you live in a household mm-hmm. that there's money doesn't grow on trees, you know, like I could do an exercise, you know, like fill in the blank. Money is. Money, I mm-hmm. believe money was when I was growing up. You know, there's, you'll start seeing these patterns. I just did this exercise the other day, and it was so much fun to just see because it, you start seeing the overlaps in it. And so you either heard things about money and abundance and prosperity, and the things you heard, if you grew up in a poor family that didn't have access to money and abundant things, is going to be a very different message than someone that grew up in a very wealthy family, you know, and had constant access to riches. And the second way you acquire it is through experiences. Things happen to you, and you give meaning at that moment, and you do this from ages 0 to 7. And why I say 0 to 7 is because our conscious mind is not developed in the brain, and that part of the brain is not developed until age 7 or 8. So everything that's been, that we're absorbing, and we're like sponges as kids, we're absorbing and putting into our subconscious mind. So if we are constantly hearing money doesn't grow on trees, it's going right into our subconscious mind, and that's what we're believing. If you had a negative experience with money, maybe your parents were always arguing about money because they never had enough, you know, and they ended up divorcing. That's a very big experience. You're going to equate that to, oh my God, I never want to have, I won't have a relationship. Like, I have to choose between a relationship or money, you know, like that's the meaning you might have given it. And the third way, besides verbal and your experience, is modeling. If you are, you know, with your parents or your family or the people that are close to you or your religion, you know, you model the things that you're exposed to, you know, maybe in your church or synagogue or, you know, they did tithing. And so you modeled that and you do tithing, you know, without really questioning, you know, that's just part of the belief and how you do it. Or maybe you modeled, you know, like maybe one of your parents was really frugal, and so you're modeling being frugal. So that's how these beliefs get formed, you know, these money blocks. Because what ends up happening, so now you suddenly have created these decisions and given meaning to money and to abundance by the age of 7, and if you've never questioned it, which that's the majority of us, because this is not something that's taught at school. If you're one of the lucky ones that maybe you lived in a household or, you know, were in a very liberal household or school or something where they invited you to question everything, you know, question your religious beliefs, question your money beliefs, question your health beliefs, question your relationships. If you're lucky enough, excuse me, then that's great. But the majority of us have never questioned our beliefs. And in this case, we're talking about money, so we haven't questioned our beliefs about money, and because we gave a meaning from age 0 to 7, most likely that's who's running the show right now. It's your 7-year-old kid inside of you. So whether you're in your 20s and your 30s and your 50s or in your 70s, if you haven't done this work and you haven't questioned these things and done work around money beliefs, it's very hard. You're just going to keep on running it. Your brain's going to keep on running it. And it doesn't matter how many affirmations you do. You know, there's a great quote from Oprah Winfrey that says, you don't manifest what you want. You manifest what you believe. And so
very true.
We have to – that's what it is. You could be telling yourself, I'm a millionaire. I am so happy and thankful I'm a millionaire. I'm so happy and thankful I'm a millionaire. So happy and thankful I'm a millionaire. If you don't believe it deep down, you will not become a millionaire, because that belief is going to drive your actions, you know, and because that's subconsciously, you're going to be like, no, I won't do it. I'm not going to do it because I don't really think I'm going to be a millionaire, you know, so why even bother taking action and starting a business or doing whatever it requires of you, you know, if achieving that. So that's that part of where these money blocks come from, and this programming, and being willing, you know, to work on it. And it's a constant thing. It really isn't a one-stop shop. But I can tell you that the more you've worked on it and you expose yourself to these type of, you know, teachers and mentors like that you, you know, obviously interview and that you have in your community, Aram, it becomes easier and easier and easier. It's not like you're going
to
eliminate
it. I have to
it.
Ask you a question. Mary, I'm sorry. I have to, Tanya, I have to ask you a question. Yeah, I apologize. Because I know that many people right now are going to be thinking, okay, this sounds good. A lot of people have already may have heard this on our show, and they're probably thinking, okay, yeah, but I have tried many programs. I have tried many things. And, you know, it still hasn't happened for me. Now, I want to remind everybody that with Tanya, because that's why I said in the beginning that we wanted to have someone that could produce tangible results. This is such a sensitive topic for people right now. We didn't want to bring someone that, yeah, made a lot of promises but wasn't able to deliver. So that's why we tested it with a group. And then, as I mentioned, that the group in just 8 weeks collectively was able to generate $1 million, manifested over $1 million. So my question to you, Tanya, having understood that, okay, it's about the blocks, it's about the belief systems, yet we know that some people really have worked hard on dissolving those belief systems. How were your people in this group able to shift from money lack mentality to abundance mindset so quickly? What was so different about it?
It's starting to look for that abundance, too. You know, again, there's four premises that I'm going to repeat again. Number one is understanding where money comes from. You know, like I said at the beginning, money comes from source through people. Mm-hmm. So it's not so much that you have to work hard. You have to co-create with source. Let's put it that way. You know, like if there's something there with working hard. The second part is that we do live in an abundance universe. And this is one of the, I think this might be one of the bigger premises of what helped people start shifting. Because when we, like going back to these beliefs that we've had from childhood, when you believe in lack because of the way you grew up, you're going to keep on looking for evidence and proving to yourself, see, I told you there's never enough money. One more month that I haven't been able to get a paycheck. See, look, I just got let go of my job. That's proof that there's never enough. You know, so when you're focused on that, that's what you're going to keep on receiving. We have to shift the way we are looking at abundance. You know, it's like, another great quote, like Tony Robbins says, life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. And then if you want to take it the next step, it's start looking for all the abundance in your world, from gifts that you've gotten, from savings, you go to the grocery store and you get a savings of some sort. And the more you can start focusing on this abundance, then that's when you start forgetting the lack and that there's not enough. And I think that's why when we started doing this, here's the thing, I've been tracking, I call it universe cash, you know, and I've shared this with my clients. We've been doing this for years where I have them tracking universe cash in their life, because I'm a big believer that where attention goes, energy flows. So if you're focused on tracking abundance, more abundance will keep coming your way. But the thing that was different with this 8-week group is that instead of everyone tracking it individually, we were tracking it not only individually, but I had them report, and we were tracking it collectively so that we would have a tangible number by the end of the 8 weeks. And that's where that's the third part of this, is that when you work on healing your relationship with money, when you work on dissolving these blocks and manifesting collectively, when you do it collectively, you supercharge your manifestation powers. And I think that's what happened.
Wow.
Is being
it's the
in a
power
group
of
format,
the group effect.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we all know that when there's been studies that when people meditate together scientifically, you know, like it's just proven, it just supercharges the power of that vibration and that energy. You know, you can look into
mm-hmm.
any healers of how, when you do this. And this is where I think it went differently.
Mm-hmm.
You just speed it up. You speed up the process when you're celebrating everyone and their accomplishments. Because here's the thing, too. The brain tends to forget how many of us
mm-hmm.
are, like, super achievers and I'm going to go out and I do things. And you achieve whatever that success was or your goal that you had in mind, and you just move on to the next thing. I mean, how many of us truly stop and celebrate our wins? And that's another big important part of it, too, that when you're celebrating those wins, those manifestations, whether it's a penny that you found on the ground or it's $10 that, you know, you saved on a coffee and a muffin that someone paid for, or whether it's a new bonus that you got at a job, which happened to one of our clients there. She'd been at a job for 17 years, never gotten a raise. She asked for a raise last year. They denied it. And this year, in the 8-week time period, so this is where I'm saying pay attention to the collective, because there is something really powerful of doing it in a group format and having that container of space and time. And in that 8 weeks, not only did she manifest a $10,000 bonus, but a $10,000 raise after 17 years. And I'm like asking myself, why didn't this happen 6 months ago? Why didn't it happen a year ago when she requested it? Or other people, I mean, I could give you so many examples of doing it in a group format and this
mm-hmm.
manifestation occurring together. And I really, truly believe it's because of that power of the collective coming together and just elevating our money vibration, our abundance vibration into another state. And I can give you another example. There was, like, for example, Lori, I think she had been waiting on furniture to be delivered. She put in an order, I don't know, like 5 months before the program took place. And during the 8 weeks, she gets a call from the furniture place. We're delivering it. And on top of that, you know, we want to apologize and we're going to waive the $150 fee that we were going to charge you for the delivery because we were so late. But when did the delivery
mm-hmm.
happen and when did she get the savings? During the 8-week program. Or another client, Ricky, she was trying to sell her parents' home, her uncle and aunt's home, for over a year because they had passed away and there was all this bureaucracy that she had to go through. When did this home get sold? And the 8 weeks we were together. You know, so it's like, it's mind-blowing. It is.
Yeah.
It's really, but we tend to forget these things. Like I said, the brain tends to forget and celebrate our wins as we're going along. And if we don't carve out that time and share it out loud, you know, have an accountability group, have a space where you can be celebrated, because that's the other thing. Money is such an isolating subject. We do money on our own. We don't talk about money. It's so taboo. So when you can be in a safe space where you can talk about, you know, your struggles, your fears, you can get support collectively. You can talk about it and other people can share with you, you know, like what they've done. So, yeah, the group thing, you know, like understanding that money comes from source through people, understanding that the universe is abundant and we need to start looking for all those abundant things that show up, and your beliefs are what are allowing you to receive or not receive. And then lastly, doing this collectively, and I do believe that's what made this different, you know, just like I said, we've all worked on money blocks. I'm not 100% clear. Is it easier? Yes, but I have to keep on doing my own clearings for it too. Is it easier for me? Yes. When I encounter something right now, I get a big surprise bill where years ago I'd be panicking. Now I kind of look at it and I just either do a clearing, use different tools that I teach people in the program, and then I just know that I'm resourceful and I will figure it out. The money will show up, you know, because it's coming from Source and it's coming to me, and Source wants to support me. So, yeah, I don't know if that was very long or if that answered what you were looking for, Aram.
No, that was wonderful. Thank you for explaining it in detail, because I want our listeners to really understand why this program is so powerful and how it worked. So thank you for sharing some of the results as well. And actually, I have a couple of those in here. Let me find them, because we want to hear from those people, too, that were in the group and that actually were able to experience these results. So the first one is an account from Ricky Quintana. So let's hear from Ricky. Here we go.
I just wrapped up Tanya's Money Magic Miracles course, and it truly has been a magical experience. Just in terms of the money that has managed to come my way while I participated in the course, I finally closed on the sale of my uncle's house. I'm the executor of their estate, and netted $140,000 for the estate. This is something that had been dragging on for months and months and months, and I was beginning to believe it would never happen. So far in April, I've had the best product sales in my business since November of 2019. I'm leading a tour to Central Asia in the fall, and we languished for months and months and months trying to fill that tour. And we're now at 10 participants, which represents $6,500 each in income. We had a couple of people drop out, but as a result of the Money Magic Miracles course, that's not something that really distresses me. I feel confident that the last two participants for the tour will indeed show up. And even if they don't, I'm resourceful and it's not going to be a problem. Impactful aspect, though, for me was not the dollars that flowed in, but the shift in my mindset. I've always been a worrier, and people have heard me talk about my inner bag lady, who's terrified to spend money because who knows what might happen, and I might end up alone in sackcloth with my shopping cart. And as a result of working with Tanya, I can really say that my world has shifted from one of scarcity to an overall sense of abundance, that money flows in, it flows out, it circulates, it's a tool. And that has allowed me to do things like I just signed up for a brand new business coaching program. Before working with Tanya, I would have obsessed about that and said, oh, I it's too expensive. I haven't even finished paying off the last course I signed up for. This time, I looked at it. It was something that I saw as a valuable investment for the business. And my only question was, okay, how do I pay for it? Not, oh, I can't afford it. And I also realized I looked at my IRA balance this morning and realized, oh my gosh, it's dropped $30,000 in the last 3 months. Before working with Tanya, that would have been quite an anxiety producing issue, but now I looked at it and said, oh yeah, it went down, it'll go back up. It was not even a real blip on my radar. So if you're considering participating in Tanya's Money Magic Miracles course, I absolutely encourage you to do it. You will not be sorry.
Wow. That was really powerful. I love how she went into the detail and explained exactly what worked and how it worked. I just love that. Tanya, I was also thinking...
Can I ask something?
Please do, yes, absolutely.
I just wanted to add something to these because I think it's so important to understand, too. You know, like, oh, well, that happens only to her. You know, like, I don't have a home to sell right now, you know. Like, I'm not going to receive $140,000 from a home or, you know, 10 participants, which is like $65,000, you know, in sales or whatever. But that's if you're thinking that to yourself as you're listening to this, I really want you to listen from the perspective of what's possible. That's why it's called Money Magic Miracles, because it really is kind of magical, because I can't prove scientifically how all these things work, but it's just amazing how these things are manifesting. And to add to Ricky's, because Ricky had a lot of, you know, wins, and Ricky and I have been working for many years together too, you know, so she was just experimenting with this. And what I saw for her in these 8 weeks was it just sped up the process, you know, because she's of this place where she's very linear, very left brain. She even jokes around, like sometimes she's like, Tanya, this is too woo-woo-y for me, certain things. But what I love about Ricky is that she's very open to trying new things. I'm like, just try it on. If it doesn't work, that's fine. Then leave it behind, you know, like if that particular exercise doesn't work for you. But one of the beauties of what Ricky got, as well as many of the participants, is this mindset shift, you know, of like releasing that anxiety, releasing that worry. Because when I started with Ricky, there was a lot of money worry and a lot of anxiety. And that is really priceless, because when you learn these tools, when you apply these teachings, these are tools that you have for the rest of your life, you know. So it's not something that, oh, I just have it, it's another course or what. No, if you really, truly apply this, you know, and utilize it, you can have these kind of shifts in your own life too. And another thing that she's developed is that trusting and that knowing now. You know, like I love how she said, my portfolio dropped $30,000. How many of us, you know, are invested in the market or in different things that we've either lost a job or our investments are down because of the way the market is? It's learning to be okay with that and knowing and trusting that it's all, that you're still going to be provided for, that you're still going to be taken care of, and that you're still going to have abundance, prosperity, and riches in your life. You know, like, it's okay. It's okay that my portfolio is down $30,000, like she's saying. And she's been able to cultivate that trusting and that knowing, which I know the majority of the people that participated in the group have too. So I just wanted to point that out, you know, for as people are listening to these things of like, oh, well, that doesn't apply to me type of thing. I invite you to just listen from your perspective and open up to what's possible. What is the miracle or the magic
beautiful
that can show up for you?
Yeah, beautiful. I love that. And also in the group, so not only are you working on the belief system, you're helping release the programming, delete the programming, you're doing energy work, you're doing consciousness work and all of that stuff, you're deliberately focusing your attention on abundance and you're utilizing the power of the group, but you also place the group in a container, the vortex of abundance, in which the vibration is very high. So I wanted to comment on this because we know this, especially in the FHTJ community. We all know this. You know, the greatest of, you know, the most brilliant known minds in human beings, like Einstein said, talked about, you know, everything is energy. It's all about the frequency. Nikola Tesla said, if you want to learn the secrets of the universe, think in terms of frequency and vibration. These were, you know, these were people that knew what they were talking about. So when we are in a high vibration, super high vibration container, and we are in it as a group, imagine the power and how much it multiplies. So it's not then surprising, really, or not even a miracle when you begin to understand that, okay, this is how it works and it makes sense. So it's not just a one-prong approach. It's a multi-pronged approach. So that clicked for me while you were explaining this, that, okay, I get it. This is what's going on, and perhaps why the results are so amazing, even with people that had really stubborn blocks. So I want to unmute. Yeah, it's so exciting. And, you know, I have a couple of questions I want to pick from the webcast also, because I think it's important to address them. But the exciting thing, you guys, is that we have that exact program that our beta group tested with, that is being offered today in our package offer, when we're going to talk about it, the exact package that they used, the program that they used, so you can get those same results. It's super exciting. Okay, let me go ahead and play this testimonial from Dawn, and here we go.
Hi, my name is Dawn Sherry, and I took Tanya's Money Magic Miracles class. And I was in a unique situation. About a week into the class, I got in this major car accident and was in the hospital and rehab center. And for a good like month there, I really was out of it. I wasn't, you know, I was more focused on healing as I should have been. I wasn't locked into like financial growth and success. But once I got back into it, and I was also able to attend a couple calls while I was in my healing place, it subtly changed so much within me. The biggest change that I've seen was one of, you know, Tanya's network put together a meal train for me. And part of meal train, you sign up to bring meals to people who are in need, who are unable to cook for themselves, like I was. And so to help out, bring meals, and to offer donations. And donations started flooding in. And just from my extended network through Facebook, and I was really humbled and embarrassed and even a little ashamed and kind of like proud, like I didn't need this, other people need this more than me. But at the same time, I had been listening to Tanya's Money Magic Miracles, and I knew I needed to be open to receive, and I struggled with how to do that. And it was during the calls that we really, Tanya helped to really address and pull out how even on the calls, I didn't even want to share my success because I was embarrassed. And, you know, being able to really push through all of the objections and the, like, the knee-jerk reactions that I have to receiving money without, you know, doing something, just that value, knowing my worth. Tanya really coached me through that so that I was able to really embrace the donations that I've got and also feel empowered to continue to ask for more, because that was a struggle too. So in a nutshell, I didn't do everything. I didn't do it, you know, quote unquote, perfectly, but I did it in my own time. And I really got a bunch out of it. Even despite what life might throw your way, if you stay consistent with this and definitely take advantage of the calls, and I was barely in the Facebook group, and I still got a lot out of it, but, you know, definitely participating, especially if you can't be in the calls, participate in the Facebook group to get your questions answered. Because just listening to the videos, I knew I wasn't quite nailing it, but I didn't really know how to push through my blocks. And it was getting that support from Tanya and the rest of the people doing Money Magic Miracles that really made an impact. And celebrating my success, that was another thing. They were like, we don't think you're a selfish bitch, we think you're amazing and inspiring. And so that was like, oh, good. Okay, great. You don't think I'm lazy and soul, you know, like sucking people's finances away from them. No, they were blessed to give. So just really, I can't thank Tanya enough. And I really can't stress the importance of this class for somebody that has had real money blocks for years and years and years. I've just been determined to annihilate them and have this was just a real breakthrough that I experienced during Money Magic Miracles. So thank you so much, Tanya Vasayo, and I encourage other people to absolutely go for it.
Awesome. Awesome. That was so powerful.
Can I add to?
Please do.
I just feel like I have to add to all of these because I feel like they downplay themselves with certain things. So here's what happened with Dawn. So it was so scary that she had this car accident. I think it was like a week into the class, and she was in the hospital for over a month, like she mentioned. And she went at her own pace, but what was – I think her healing really happened, you know, much faster because the doctors were really surprised at how fast because she shattered her hip in many places and just all around the pelvis area. But that it helped being in the group format. It helped celebrate herself because what was beautiful about Dawn, and this is a big block that many of us have, is our capacity to receive. We just want to give, and sometimes it's hard for us, and maybe we've never even questioned how big is our receiving container. And Dawn became, you know, smack, it was right in front of her because she was in the hospital and she had to receive help. She had to receive help from the nurses. She had to receive help from the doctors, from her parents that had to fly in, from her boyfriend, from friends. And people started pouring into her with these meal trains. I mean, and one of them, they gave her over $1,000 in like food as well as like gift certificates to restaurants so that they could pick up, just order out so that she wouldn't have to cook with her boyfriend. So she made over $1,000 just in meals, which covered her throughout the month. But what she forgot to mention in there is that during that time, she's also gotten $415 a week for 11 weeks of disability. So I don't even know what that comes out to. You could do the numbers. It's like $6,000. She also got $11,000 from the insurance from totaling the car, you know, from the car insurance.
Wow.
And she, which, you know, it's just mind-blowing. Again, you know, within that space and opening up and celebrating, you know, like she mentions there how hard it is for her to celebrate your success. But I want to make a point to this, too. You know, the more we can celebrate ourselves, and whether you join our group or you're doing it on your own, you know, like if this is just a little golden nugget for you to take with yourself, please carve out time to celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself on your own. Look into the mirror and give yourself a high five like Mel Robinson says, or just say, you are amazing. You know, you just did great today. Or go celebrate yourself with your family or your spouse or your friends, you know, a close friend. But make room to celebrate yourself. But when you can do it in community, if you do choose to come and join us in Money Magic Miracles, the faster you can start dissolving that shame around abundance and money, like Dawn was mentioning. You know, she was like, there was a lot of shame around receiving. And I just wanted to make a point to that because shame is, we all carry it. Whether we're making a lot of money, there's shame around that. Again, this is all part of the programming, you know, that's been handed down to us. So there's shame whether you make a lot of money. There's shame because you don't make enough money. There's shame because you should be further along with your money or that you should know more about this when they don't even teach us about this at school. So I just wanted to pinpoint in that too, Aaron. As I hear these testimonials, there's just so much that I want to add to it because, like I say, the brain tends to forget, you know, our accomplishments, and it just wants to keep moving forward. So thank you for allowing me to add some more things that I've observed within these particular people.
Yeah, thank you for explaining this. This is really, I have a couple of questions here that I want to address, Tanya, and then we'll talk about the package. You guys, you can still send your questions on the webcast. When I come back, I will address those, and then we're going to do the group process. All right, so Suzanne wants to know that does this package help with beliefs that values and beliefs we're carrying in this life, but they are from our past lives?
Yes. Who was the question? I missed the name.
Suzanne. Susan. It's actually Susan.
Yeah. Susan, okay. Yes, Susan. Because we carry these things from past lives too, and like I mentioned before, you know, just even within our ancestors, there is one module that we go over, ancestral patterns and beliefs that have been passed down to us, because those are ingrained in our cells, and so it's part of releasing that too throughout the process.
Beautiful. Awesome. All right. So let's go ahead and I want to talk about your offer. A reminder that if you're interested in a private session with Tanya, half of those are gone already. So you will need to jump in quickly. And correct me if I'm wrong, Tanya, the actual package that the group worked with was the package B, right?
Correct. Yes, you said that right.
Okay, awesome. All right, so this offer is at orderjoy2020.com/Tanya22. Orderjoy.com/Tanya, T-A-N-I-A, and the number 22, or you can just press, click on the link that you have received, and it'll bring you to this page, which is your Money Magic Miracles. So I'm going to over to you, Tanya, if you can help explain package A, B, and C, that would be wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, so I'll start with package A because then they just add on to them. So package A is this 8-week class, you know, of what you've been hearing these past participants of, where it's self-paced. I release the modules 1 week at a time. I don't believe in just dumping everything because we tend to not do the work. You know, we might go through it and then just abandon it or just listen to it. I'm a big believer that knowledge is important, but applied knowledge is what's going to get you results. So it's 8-week modules. The videos are approximately 30 minutes. I'm just going to share with you guys a little bit what the amount of time that it might require in case you're like, oh, well, I don't have the time. I can tell you I've had moms, I'm a mom myself, that working a couple of jobs, like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go through it. And if the trick is to carve out time to listen to the videos at the same time. They get released every Friday. And just carve out time, whether it's on the weekend, whether it's in your car and you listen to them in the car, just carve out some time. It's not going to be more than 30 minutes. And then carve out approximately another 20 to 30 minutes to implement, you know, whether there's a clearing visualization, whether there's a certain exercises, you know, that we keep doing. And they build on each other. You know, each week builds on the next week. We start with all the clearings, you know, with our awareness of money, with the understanding where money comes from. Then we start identifying our blocks, the particular blocks that have been holding us back the most. You know, it tends to be between 3 to 5 blocks. And then we start dissolving these blocks, these limiting beliefs, these patterns that we've been carrying for this life and past life, like Susan was asking. And then we start analyzing the sabotages, these limiting beliefs, how are they showing up for us. Like, for example, for me, one of the things that I've had in the past is you have to work hard for money, and you'll sabotage yourself making things hard until this belief is clear. You know, like if you're coming into money with ease, you'll start creating sabotages. So we have to eliminate these sabotages too and become aware of them. And then midway through is when we start shifting. We start shifting into this place where we get to create a new money story. Remember how I told you at the beginning that most likely your seven-year-old is running your finances, your abundance, and your prosperity right now in your life? Well, we get to choose and reprogram ourselves no matter what age. You're not too young. You're not too old. We start midway through reprogramming this. We create a new money story. We start appreciating our worth and our deservingness. And then it's like you were mentioning, Aram, about this high vibrational state, you know, as being in that magical flow and
yes.
and continue mm-hmm. to stay in this vibrational state, you know, within this container. This container is just like the jump start for you, you know, and you can continue in the container or then you can go out on your own. But my suggestion is, you know, stay within the group. That's what supercharges the manifestation power. So in Package A, you get access to all these videos, and you can listen to them on a weekly basis, and you can get all your questions answered in the private Facebook group. You know, and that's where most of the action is happening, and the support is in the Facebook group. So you can go in there. You can share your celebrations, your wins. We do that on a weekly basis. We're tracking our universe cash. And then you can ask any questions or support that you might need in the Facebook group. The difference between Package A and Package B is Package B is the exact same thing as Package A. So you get access to these videos on a weekly basis. You have access to the Facebook group. And on top of that, we have a weekly coaching call, you know, where we'll go over some of the teachings. If you've gotten stuck with something in particular, you can ask questions. So we open it up for Q&A. And what it has is the beauty of Package B is that you get to connect deeper with the people if you can show up to the calls. You know, like if you're in the calls, you can get to know other people more in depth instead of just listening. If you can't make the calls, that's still okay because there's recordings. Package B, you'll be able to get the recordings and access them. I had a couple people that couldn't make the times, but then what I encourage you is to go into the Facebook group and connect with the people from the calls. Like, oh, I heard you on the call. You said this, this, and this. I really resonated with that, you know, and just connect with them individually too. So that's Package A. Package B with the live group sessions and the recordings of the sessions. And then Package C is the same thing as Package A and B, with the added bonus that you get a 45-minute one-on-one time with me where we do a money clearing, I call it money magic clearing session. And we get to work together. I get to go more in-depth with your money blocks at that particular moment and see what your vision is. And like Aram said before, those are getting filled up. I think we're past half the amount. So if that's something that you want, definitely jump into the Package C. It's just more intimacy. That's why Package C, you know, is a little bit more, it's priced a little bit higher. And I will share with all of you guys, this is a super bargain. Like I said before, these are tools that you're going to get for the rest of your life. And I'm not sure if we'll even price it like this again. You know, like I charge thousands of dollars for my coaching clients. So the fact that Aram, you know, like that you guys have offered, you're offering it at this price, I just want to reiterate, I'm not sure if this will ever be at that price point again, you know, so just wanted to be clear with that. But yeah, you can get the results from the community. If you're not in a position where you can get Package C or Package B, you're going to get results if you get yourself involved in the Facebook group, too, besides listening to the videos. Don't use it as just, oh, I'm going to learn. I read this book, but I didn't apply the knowledge. The whole trick with this is applying and doing the exercises. So you can get that with Package A, but with Package B, then you're getting a little more intimacy and you're getting, you know, more opportunity to connect with other people, to ask questions live. And then in Package C, you're getting even more intimacy with me and getting to connect more and going more in depth in particular with you. Hopefully that makes sense, Aram. I don't know if I missed something. If I did,
yes,
please feel free to.
No, you did good. I invite people to send me their questions. If there is any questions after this, please let me know regarding the package. Orderjoy2020.com/Tanya22. These are on discounted prices right now. So these are all early bird prices still. And package C is available on a two-payment plan. So if you want to pay 50% now and then get paid the rest in 30 days, you will be able to do that. Just know that you will not be able to attain the session until the full payment has been made. So, all right, package A and B, A, B, or C, any of these are absolutely amazing opportunities to really change your money story and therefore your money situation. If other people were able to do it, why not you? Instead of saying, why me, just say, why not me? Of course I can do this. And I want to take a moment here. I rarely ever do this, but I think this is such an important topic, especially because of the situation people are going through right now. I want to take a moment, and please consider this a teaching moment. This is not at all criticism or judgment for you guys, but I want to take this as a teaching moment. I will not take the name of the person who sent this question. But the comment is that I have done a lot of work on my beliefs, and I don't have any of the beliefs that Tanya mentioned. So in other words, they feel they don't have any limiting beliefs around prosperity. And yet, I still struggle from 1 month to the next. And then as the comment was being concluded, they ended it with, are we going to get any healings and clearings today, or is this only an information-only call or sales-only call? Okay, this is such a great teaching moment. So limiting beliefs are subconscious beliefs. We don't necessarily consciously think them, but the proof is in the pudding. Your situation is a very telltale sign of what kind of limiting beliefs you are actually holding in the subconscious, right? If they were conscious, we would all just grab them and turn them around and, you know, fix those beliefs. But since they are deeply embedded in the subconscious, they are like our blind spots. We don't necessarily consciously realize them. So when you do a lot of affirmations and you're saying positive things to yourself, that's why it doesn't work. It sometimes actually backfires because deep in your subconscious, which, by the way, controls 95 to 97% of our behavior and therefore our reality, that's where the power is. It's in the subconscious. The conscious mind can only control 3 to 5% of our behavior. So that's number one. Number two, sweetheart, if you look at your comment, you ended it with a comment that there's no healing and clearing, and is this an information and sales only call? Okay. If you look at that, look at where your focus is actually going. We're talking to a master level coach who has helped thousands of people around the world with amazing results. What an opportunity it is to actually be able to just learn from her. So let's say we didn't have anything else from her today, no package offer, no nothing, but we're just learning from her. Isn't that something to be grateful for? And then the fact that she has brought on this package, which literally is thousands of dollars, and it is at such an affordable price, that too is something that we can be grateful for. If you think about it, that too is a form of abundance that has already shown up for us, right? And then being excited and grateful for the 20 or so people that manifested the kind of results in that beta group, that too is a part. It's you know, if you understand morphic fields, We are connecting and disconnecting from morphic fields all the time by the thoughts that we think and the actions that we take and the beliefs that we have. So if you can be even grateful for, if you can be inspired by, or if you can celebrate the results of these people, immediately you're going to be connecting into the morphic field, which is, you know, that morphic field is going to hold that frequency. So that you're going to be connecting to the field of that high frequency and the gratitude and the inspiration and the excitement, right? So there are so many ways that when you are with an experienced coach like Tanya, then this is one of the payoffs you get. They are able to really help us identify where those beliefs are and how we need to shift them. And when you're in that energy vortex with her, she does do amazing energy work. And by the way, this is the power of perception. I did announce a couple of times during the call that there will be a powerful group process that she's going to do in the call, but you missed it because that's not where your focus went. So this is how our perception literally creates our reality. So I hope that you are still on the call and you didn't click off after writing this comment, because there is a very powerful group process here. But I cannot stress this enough, that this power, what Tanya is talking about, this is an opportunity to take the power back, become the powerful manifester that each and every one of us already is. We already are. Right? We already are that miracle that we want, that we're yearning to for it to show up in our lives. We already have that. We already are that. So let's just make these minor shifts in our energy field and let nature, let the universe, let the divine open those doors of abundance for us. Okay? So I hope I didn't trigger anyone. I just wanted to use that as a coaching moment and use it as an example that this is how we, in very subtle ways, sabotage our own success. Tanya, do you have anything to say, or I can move on to the next question?
I it was beautifully said, and I did want to point out too that maybe one of the limiting beliefs is that you have to get results, you know, from the way you get results has to look a certain way, you know, like with a certain amount of healings, with a certain amount of clearings, with a certain amount.
Yes.
And maybe the invitation is to look at that, because like Aram said, you know, it's our results. When you look around and whatever results you have in your life, you know, if you are struggling to get by, there are limiting beliefs there, and there's money blocks. But like Aram said, they're your blind spots, and we all have them. And the other invitation too, it doesn't matter how much. I've been doing this work for over 20 years. You know, if all kinds of I could do a whole list of everyone I've gotten certified with, you know, from Jack Canfield to Louise Hay to, you know, like I could just do a whole list of all the certifications I have. And it's a constant work, and I'll continue doing them until I drop dead, you know. So it's an invitation to be open if it's in alignment with you, because you also always have to look for the right teachers and mentors. And maybe it's not a right fit, you know, like maybe you're not in alignment with me or with Aram or with this group, you know, and that's totally fine. But the invitation is for whoever made this comment is for you to pay attention and say, wow, I didn't think that I might have a blind spot there, or that my limiting belief is that I only get results that look a certain way. They have to have a certain amount of healings, a certain amount of clearings, or a certain amount of this, or it's not going to work. I invite you to be open to it. And like what Aram was saying is the power of perception. You know, I talk about it as your reticular activating system, which is the part of the brain that's looking for evidence. You know, we get millions of bits of information per second coming into our brain. And we just pick up the information that's in alignment with our beliefs. So in this particular case, the perception or the information that was coming in, she or he did not focus on, oh, there's going to be a clearing. There was just a focus on it's a sales or it's an information call. Maybe this is not for me, you know, or whatever the thought was, and you miss that bit of information because you haven't programmed your reticular activating system to start looking for the evidence of the good, the things that you're wanting to get. Like what I've said before, you know, looking for abundance, you know, that's one of the things that we teach with this, the power of perception. So anyway, I just had to throw that in there too, you know, Aram. I think you did a great job taking that moment to teach, you know, because if you could just get one little thing, one little golden nugget from this, and that you can apply it to your life, whether you purchase one of the packages or not, then our job is done, you know, of like, okay, well, we were able to
have a little bit
of an impact.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you for that, further explaining this. Okay, this is a great question. Diane is asking, hi, Aram and Tanya. My question is, how would your program work when the spouse is the main breadwinner in the household? Thank you.
Ooh, I love that one, Diane. That's such a great question and so pertinent because you can be the manifester. Even if your spouse is the one that's bringing in most of the money or 100% of the money. And we've had some great cases of this happening where it's become contagious. Like what Aram was saying before, you know, in the group format, and you're in this high energy vibration and you're starting to manifest. So it trickles and it becomes contagious to the other people around you. And I'll give you some examples. Yana, for example, she just moved in with her mom. And the mom had asked for some disability income. She was already getting some disability money from the government, and they applied to receive a little bit more. And the mom's not doing the course. The mom was not going through this experience. It was Yana that was doing it. And lo and behold, they get a call or they get a letter saying that their disability, the mom's disability amount of money is doubling. I mean, the mom was just like in tears. She didn't even know what to do with so much because she wasn't thinking that she was going to get that much money. So that was one example. I had another woman, Trish, who runs a business with her husband. The husband happened to be traveling, and the business is the husband, so he's the owner of the business, and she helps out, so she's an employee for the business. He happened to be traveling, and she opened up a letter from the IRS. There was a lot of manifesting of government refunds, and they always owe money to the IRS, and instead she opens up for thousands of dollars of a refund for the business. And at first, she didn't want to acknowledge it. Mm. Remember what I told you before? The brain does not want to celebrate. You know, like, we move on. We don't want to take it in as ours. But I said to her, I was like, you manifested that for your husband because of the energy field you're in. And even though you don't want to say that it's a refund directly for you, it's a refund for your family. It's a refund for your business of thousands of dollars.
Yes.
So, Diane, like, don't – you do this work, it becomes contagious to those around you. And Dawn, the one we just listened to also, was saying that it's been contagious with her boyfriend that lives with her too. She's like, oh, he started applying something. So it'll trickle down, and you'll be amazed at how it, you know, it passes on to those close to you. You'll be an inspiration to those around you.
Beautiful. Thank you. So I want to read Susan's comment, which is a great example of taking advantage of a situation and being grateful for it. So she said, I'm grateful for the writer who wrote in that comment because I'm sure most of us have those thoughts. Thank you to the writer and Aram and Tanya for explaining these perceptions. You're so welcome, my dear. And that's a great attitude. So immediately being grateful for the learning that you have gotten That's how you get into those the right kind of perceptions and the right kind of morphic fields. You know, I was reminded, Tanya, of a very interesting thing, because as you mentioned, that you still do this work. It's a lifelong journey, and it's so interesting because I have been running this telesummit for almost 11 years now, and I have, of course, worked with a lot of healers and energy workers and worked on my blocks and limiting beliefs. And only recently I realized this, so I want to share this, how amazing our brains are and how we keep picking up perceptions that limit us. So, you know, I was in the beginning when I started FHTJ, I would go through these phases where, you know, the revenues would just drop and then we would be panicking, like, how do we keep the telesummit running if we're not making money? And whenever that happened, I would go into my zone. You know, my team affectionately calls me the manifestation queen because I have that ability. So I would go into my zone and I would come up with something, some idea, something. And that would actually cause the business to catapult even further and have more revenues than we had before. So what I then said was, oh, this is beautiful. Every time there's a dip, it's actually an opportunity for me to kind of raise the bar, to raise the ceiling. How cool is that? I can look forward to the dips so that then I know that actually this is an opportunity or an invitation for my business to go up even higher. And I held on to that particular perception for a while. And what it did do, it benefited me. Instead of getting scared when the profits went down, I knew, okay, this is what I have to do. Until I was talking to another healer friend of mine, and they said, I wonder if you can release this belief that in order for you to raise the ceiling, you have to go through these dips. And a light bulb went off. I'm like, oh, my God. I was inviting these, you know, dips in the business in order for me to get inspired and manifest. And I was doing it to myself. I was creating that reality. So I consciously shifted that. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's beautiful, Aram, because we see you, someone that's so successful. That's why I'm saying, I had a mentor in the past that used to say, new level, new devil. So for all of us that see Aram from the outside, we're like, wow, but she's so successful. She has it all figured out. She must have done all the clearings in the world and all the healings in the world, and she never has any of these issues again. It's not true. Aram's mm-hmm. going through her own, and then you just cleared this mm-hmm. consciously, Aram, you know, mm-hmm. and you realize that. Guess what? There's going to be something else that's going to show up, whether it's in 3 months, in a week, or 6 months, or in a year.
Most likely.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. it's going to take you to
very
the next level.
True.
It just gets easier and easier to spot them. And when you're in groups like mm-hmm. this, you know, and you have other people that can pinpoint.
Because the field is so clear.
Yes.
Yeah, because as you clear these beliefs, the field becomes so clear that then it becomes easy to spot when one of these, you know, pops its little head up. You're like, oh, I wonder what this is. What's going on here? So, yeah, it becomes fun, believe it or not. It becomes fun after a while. So.
And I wanted to, add one more thing to that, Aram? Do we have time? I love how you use the word.
We do.
Even though it wasn't in the dips, and you're saying in the dips, new opportunities show up. That's one of the main things. You know, mm-hmm. how I was mentioning at the beginning that money comes from source, or abundance and prosperity comes from source through people, but through people, meaning in the form of opportunities. And this is something that I think it's in module mm-hmm. 7 or 8 that we teach, that I talk about this. And opportunities is connecting. You're calling it going into your zone. I mention, you know, when I teach this, is connecting to your intuitions, connecting to your higher self, and becoming better and better at spotting these opportunities because you've changed that perception, what we were just talking about before, that perception or reticular activating system. Like now you are programming your brain to spot opportunities, to spot things that are going to take you to the next level, that are going to manifest the things in your life, that are spotting the abundance. And so you're going to get ideas for these opportunities because you're connected, or like you're saying, being in your zone. And it's just great because life is, like I said, it's not a one-stop shop. Things are going to constantly happen to you, you know, and how are you going to come to them? Are you coming to them with fear and, you know, as a victim? Like, oh, yeah, it happened to me again. Now I lost my job. Like, how am I going to do? Or in your case, Aaron, I'm like, oh, we had another dip. What am I going to do with that? You know, and you could be a, you could choose to be a victim of it, or you could choose to be resourceful and say, okay, this came. How are we going to solve this? I know I'm resourceful. I know I'm creative. Let me co-create with spirit, and let's take it to the next level, you know. So I just wanted to add a little bit to that because I think it's so beautiful. Your example was so
awesome.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I just remembered that, so I thought I'd share it. This is great. L, I don't have the full name, just L, they wrote in and said, I just got a discount offer for something I want. While listening to this call, I think it's raising our vibration already. Yay! I love
Woo-hoo!
It. It's so beautiful.
I love that, El.
Isn't
yes,
that great?
Ka-ching.
Yeah.
And let the recommendation, El, is just say thank you, and let me multiply it from wherever that came from. So congratulations.
Yes. All right. Beautiful. Now I want to run one more. Testimonial feedback, and then as promised, we are going to do the energy work, the group process that Tanya has planned for us. So this is from Val Romero.
Hi, I'm Val Romero, business connection specialist and founder of Women Make a Difference, a community of like-minded business owners and solopreneurs gathering to connect, network, collaborate, build relationships, and learn about how they can get their database working for them instead of against them. Anyway, I needed a coach along the way, and Tanya came to a happy hour event I was having about 6 years ago, and I began working with her. She's taught me so many things over the years, but specifically related to money and money resources. I've had so many aha moments and wins, and I'd like just to tell you about a few of them. First of all, I didn't know about universal money, money that just comes to you when you're open for opportunities and tracking it to see how much you're really making. I didn't know about a wealth account. I opened a wealth account almost 6 years ago, and it's grown to nearly $10,000. By making a commitment to putting 10% of one of my income streams into the wealth account and more money that came along the way once I learned about universal money, it's incredible. It's also had me investing in crypto, which she also taught me in some recent crypto classes. I was so excited about that, being able to gain the money enough to where it's in an account that I can actually let go of some of it to make investments to increase my wealth. I got a newer car. I was afraid of that when, in fact, I had repairs of at least a car payment a month, but I couldn't see it. Tanya helped me see through that one. I recently upgraded my place. I'm in a place that's twice as big with 80% of the non-negotiables I put together, another resource of not having tolerations. That really isn't around money, but it's just one of the many resources I've learned from Tanya. I can't thank you enough, Tanya. I would definitely recommend working with Tanya and any of the programs she has, but specifically the money programs have really loosened up a lot for me and changed the way I think about money. I don't worry about money anymore. I'm just open for the opportunity to come my way. I'd love to share resources with them. Thanks, Tanya, again, so much for everything.
Now, if you have something to add, you absolutely can. I just want to make one comment. I love how all these people are talking about the shift in their mindset, because really abundance is a mindset, right? We have all met people that are, you know, barely making ends meet, yet they have that beautiful abundance mindset. They just seem to be happy. They're not stressed out. They have trust in the universe. And then we know people that are rich, that are really rich and wealthy, and they are constantly stressed out about money. They think they don't have enough because they're looking at what they don't have instead of what they do have. So at the end of the day, this is also one of the biggest blessings, I think, in the program, that you begin to learn how to have that abundance mindset, right?
Absolutely. And with Val, it's so interesting because, yes, she's been in some of my other programs for many years. And just seeing her in these past 3 years, so the next step also, and I do teach this within the program, it's not only clearing the blocks and manifesting money. One of the things that I taught her, and she learned this in one of the other programs that I've applied into Money Magic Miracles, is to pay yourself first. So many of us struggle, and our first knee-jerk reaction is, well, I can't pay myself first because I'm living paycheck to paycheck, you know, and I'm like, if you want to see your money multiply, I encourage you, you know, and this is just one system, start paying yourself first and set up these systems. And she was struggling month to month, you know, and like I said, she went to buy a car and she mentioned she went to buy a car. She had just recently divorced. She wasn't trusting of the car people. She wasn't even trusting of herself that she could make the car payments on a monthly basis, but her car was falling apart. And it took her that first month, because she was elevating her vibration, there was this constant, like, fear and anxiety, like, even, like, shaking, you know, and, like, I don't know if I can do this and stuff. But as soon as she up-leveled her new safety point, she was fine, and she's been able to make those car payments for the past 3 years. But going back to this wealth account and paying herself first, she just started putting, you know, $10 here, $20 there. Like, I'm not saying, like, crazy amounts of money. You know, this is for everyone to understand. Like, she's not coming from a place where I have thousands and thousands of dollars. And she did open this up either during COVID or before COVID and started this practice. In the last 3 years, she's been able to save up $10,000 that is now multiplying because she's learning how to invest it, you know. So, again, it's taking away that shame around money. Like, I don't know enough. I should know more by this age. So I just wanted to pinpoint to that, too, because it's like what you're saying, Aram, with that shift into an abundance mindset. But there's other layers to this, you know, that it keeps on going. And what makes me happy is that even though Val has worked with me for all these years, even without me, she now has these tools that she feels empowered that she's utilizing. The mindset part as well as setting the systems. Remember how I told you, knowledge alone is great, but applied knowledge is what works. So she is applying and taking action, and she has that for the rest of her life now. Like, she is set, you know, of, like, not having to have those fears and anxiety. I could go on and on, so I'm just going to leave it at that because I do want to honor people's time, Aram, but thank you.
Yeah, let's do that. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for all the wonderful sharings and the knowledge. I want to remind everybody that the offer is at orderjoy2020.com/Tanya22. Remember, if you want to have a proven, if you want to get access to a proven system that has helped thousands of people, and especially lately, recently with our FHTJ community, the 28 people that were part of the group and manifested abundance, then this is the system for you. At this present time, it's being offered at a price which is unheard of with Tanya. When I first talked to her and I heard what she charges, my heart sank because I knew there's no way we could offer that to the FHTJ community. But she said, you know what, I want to help as many people as I can, especially during these times. So I will offer it at a price that they can afford, which is so generous of her. So please take advantage of this offer. If you can, get package A or B and really start seeing the results that so many people have already manifested in their lives. And if you're able to, you want to get a session with Tanya. Like I said, when the call started, Gretchen told me we had about half of those left, which is about 20 more. We had 50, so I think 30 were gone and 20 left. So those two will go fast. So it's a 45-minute one-on-one session with Tanya where she can help identify the blocks and do the clearings right there and then. And then you will still have access to the group program, which, you know, you can start after you have already done the clearings in her session. So package A, B, or C at orderjoy2020.com/Tanya22. And now I will go on mute and I will hand over the call to you for the clearing.
Thank you. Okay, so I'd like for just get in a comfortable position, and I want you to take three deep breaths in and out, and another deep breath in and out, and a last deep breath in and out. And get yourself comfortable. If there's any energies that you're carrying from the day, from someone else that's been passed on to you, just give it back to them. Allow that energy to not stay with you. Return it back to where it came from. And I want you to imagine a big ball of light on the top of your head, maybe 2 or 3 feet above your head. It's hovering above your head. And it's coming in through the top of your head, kind of showering you. And it's going up to the top of your head. You feel it in your face, in your eyes, in your ears, in your mouth, in your throat, and you feel it in your chest. The light keeps coming down through your stomach, through your groin, your thighs, your calves, and into your feet, and it's going deep down into the earth, going through all the layers to the center of the earth. And there it's grabbing the light from the center of Mother Earth, and it's coming back up your feet, back up your calves, your thighs, your stomach, and into your solar plexus. So now you have light coming in from the top of your head, from the bottom of your feet. You have source energy from the top. You have the light and energy from Mother Earth, from the core, and it's all dancing together in your heart. And you're feeling it with every pound, with every heartbeat. And as you feel the heartbeats, it's emanating out into the world. You're feeling this light, this energy from universal intelligence, from Mother Earth. You're now connected to abundance frequency. And you're connected to unlimited possibilities. And we're going to start clearing out our money and abundance blocks. We're going to start with a big money block that I see prevalent in many of us. And I want you to think of a time when you decided that you weren't able to create enough money. When did you decide there's not enough money, that you don't have enough money, that you can't generate enough money? What age were you? When did you make that decision? And just go with it. Whatever comes to mind, follow your intuition. There's no right answer. Pick a breath into it. And did you pick up this belief from your dad, from your mom, from yourself, or from someone else? And again, go with the flow. Let it be whatever the answer is. And I want you to feel, where are you feeling this energy in your body, this belief? Are you feeling it in your chest? Are you feeling it in your belly, in your throat? This is where you've been holding this block at a physical level of not being able to generate enough money or not having enough money. So once you've spotted the location on your physical body, I want you to put your hand there. So if it's your heart or in your chest area, put your hand on your heart. And I want you to breathe into this area and bring as much light and love as you can into this space. Imagine a bright white light, a golden light that's coming into this area. And it's light energy, it's source energy, it's high frequency, and it's going to start dissolving and clearing this belief, this block that you acquired at this age. Imagine the light pouring in. Maybe it's a feeling, it's like you're seeing the light showering in. And I want to clear, transmute, release this block across all time, space, and dimensions. Clear, transmute, and release this block of not enough across all time, space, and dimensions. Let's clear, transmute, and release this block of not enough energy across all time, space, and dimensions. Okay, take a breath into it. And now the space is clear. And I want you to fill the space with a belief or an inquiry. You don't have to have the answer. We're posing a question, but we're posing a question so that you have permission to not have the answer. The universe is going to resolve this for you. Spirit is going to resolve it for you. So what is required of me to have more than enough money? And I want you to breathe into that space, bring in light, and ask, what is required from the universe to supply me with everything that I need, with plenty of abundance, with plenty of money? And what's required for me to always have more than enough, to feel abundant, to feel prosperous? And again, you don't have to have the answer. When you're saying what is required of me, it's for you to receive. You don't have to do a thing. Just let source energy come in, universal intelligence figure it out for you. And take a breath in and out. And another deep breath in and out. And a third breath in and out. And when you're ready, start coming back into your body. And I want you to rub the palms of your hands together. Place them over your eyes. Connect to that energy that's been left in you and that body part. And when you're ready, you can let go of your hands and open up your eyes. And just come back to us. Thank you, Aram. I just did this with one of the major money blocks that I see. And we go much more in depth with clearing of other money blocks too. But I just wanted to do a little mini clearing for us with the major one that I see.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. This was a very powerful process. I felt a lot of energy moving, and I see some comments rolling in now. which is amazing. Unfortunately, we are now out of time. I'll keep the webcast open, so if you guys want to send in any comments. Thank you so much, dear Tanya. This was so awesome. It was so wonderful talking to you, listening to you, learning from you, sharing this wonderful sacred space with you. I'm so honored.
Oh, it's mutual. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here, and I'm honored to just be here. And for everyone that's been listening, you know, whether you've been here physically with us or you're listening to the recording, I really, really appreciate your time.
Thank you. And I want to thank our wonderful listeners, everybody that participated, for your comments, especially the comments that opened up the space for more learning. Thank you so much. I am so deeply grateful for each and every one of you and the opportunity to serve you, which helps me to live my purpose. So thank you so much. Lots and lots of love to all of you guys. And to those of you that have jumped in to take advantage of this offer, I wish you the best of luck as well. Please remember to send us your results. We can't wait to hear about what you were able to manifest and how your life started to change. Thank you so much. Lots of love. Bye-bye for now.